I'm Eli Manning.
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa. Coming up on the show, a look back at the 1990 season and the role that Jon Bon Jovi played in it. We'll tell you about it a little bit later on. But to get things started, we take you inside the film room as we look at the game of Jonathan Hankins. Welcome to another edition of Inside the Film Room. I'm Bob Papa with two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. We're going to focus in on defensive tackle Jonathan Hankins. Carl, this is a player that obviously the Giants liked. Second-round draft pick, an emerging player is becoming a force. We're going to show the play that typifies how good he is. Also the play that ended his season, unfortunately, with the season-ending injury.
Yes, and you talk about emerging. Here's a guy, if you look at the left of the screen here, inside over the center, you'll see him get double-teamed here, Bob. He splits the double-team, finds the football, and makes the tackle.
And forces the fumble.
Now, let's take a look at this. Now, look where the ball is. And look where he makes contact with the runner. He doesn't get moved. He makes contact with the runner 1 yard at the line of scrimmage.
That's an incredible play. Unfortunately, he suffered an injury on that play with a pec injury. The rehab from this, coming back from this, how long will it take him to get back up to speed? And what does he have to improve upon to take it to the next level?
Well, I think you saw his evolution, and you could see him getting better and better. But coming from college into the pros, a little different. He was seeing it from both ways. His rookie year comes back, and you just start to see him get a better feel for how to play certain blocks.
That's a breakdown of Jonathan Hankins on the field. What about how he is in the locker room? We asked his teammates how well you know Jonathan Hankins.
Anita Marks here for Giants, and you guessed it. Your favorite segment is back. It's How Well Do You Know? And this week, we've asked a number of the Giants players, specifically the defensive linemen, how well do they know Jonathan Hankins? Do you know what his middle name is?
Probably Arthur.
Does he look like an Arthur to you?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I don't know his middle name.
Jonathan's middle name? Hank.
What's your middle name?
Alexander.
What college did he go to?
It's a little school in Ohio, somewhere in Columbus, Ohio. I can't even remember the name of the school, though.
I think it has a "the" in front of it.
It's one of the worst universities, I think, around.
He went to Ohio State.
Isn't there a "the" in front of it?
I don't know if I can say all that, you know.
The University of Syracuse, that's where I go to, but Ohio State it is.
The Ohio State, make sure you get that in there. The.
Are they going to go undefeated this year?
Yeah, I think they can.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where's his hometown?
His hometown is somewhere in Michigan.
It's close, yes.
But I don't know the name of the hometown.
How many brothers and sisters does he have?
I think he has four siblings. Three siblings or four siblings.
He's got a lot more than that.
Oh, I don't know. I think
he's an army.
I think he ate all their food.
I have three brothers and four sisters.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many brothers and sisters does he have?
A lot.
He does have a lot. What's his favorite genre of music?
I know rap music is, so.
Just rap. That's all you listen to is rap.
I like what they call that, electronic, the pump up music.
Techno?
Yeah, techno. I listen to a little techno.
What's his favorite food?
Any kind of food. He doesn't really discriminate. I haven't seen him say no to many things. Something fried, I can probably guarantee.
If I told you chicken parmesan, would you be shocked?
Yeah. It's not chicken parmesan. I've never seen him eat chicken parmesan here.
If he could play any other position, what would it be?
Quarterback.
Can you see him playing quarterback? Really?
I think it would be something very interesting to watch. Nobody's really going to take him down. Kind of like a two-time Ben Roethlisberger. He'd probably...
Wide receiver.
He'd probably play linebacker.
Wide receiver.
Probably play linebacker.
Running back. Back in the day, I played running back. It was the best and kind of got a little bigger. So,
what's his nickname?
Hank the Tank.
What's the one thing you say a lot? Like your most popular saying?
Pure.
Yeah, it's funny because he doesn't really have a saying. Like,
I guess one thing is he always says, huh? Like when you you ask him, you say something or he doesn't hear you, he'll be like, huh?
That's a look at Jonathan Hankins, both on and off the field. When we come back, we'll tell you a little bit about Devon Kennard. Take you to his hometown when we return to Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Devon Kennard just wrapped up his second season with the Giants in the National Football League. We took our Giants Access Blue cameras to his home in Arizona. Part two of a look at the life of Devon Kennard.
What's up, bro? So this is my big brother.
How y'all doing?
He was my coach in high school. When I in my defensive end days, he played at Nevada Reno for 4 years, got picked up by the Colts, ended up being released, and he started his own business. And he's been training me since as long as I can remember. And, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm here working out with him. And, you know, I attest a lot of what I've accomplished in my life to my big brother, kind of always been my person who's helped me come along, who's guided me. I take being a big brother, I take pride in that, you know, and at the end of the day, he's a reflection of me. That's how, you know, that's how I've always looked at it, and that's how I was raised. So we have a really close relationship, so is that we were able to really bond, but also able to really push him, because I also saw something deep in him. You know, I saw something in him that he didn't even know he had. I played running back, too, in high school. I used to run people over, like, that's all I did. Like, get me out on the edge, let me run a little guy over. And I was pretty good. So they wanted to do a feature, like Devon Kennard versus Devon Kennard, pretty much. And I had one jersey and put it like I was carrying the football, and the other one like I was getting ready to make a tackle. And it was one of the things I gave to my brother when I went to college, because it was one of my favorite pictures and something I grew up really liking, and you know, something I still enjoy. This is home for me. How you guys doing?
Good.
Tell them who your favorite wide receiver is.
Favorite wide receiver is Odell Beckham Jr.
show them the dance. Show them the Odell dance.
Okay.
Do it for him. Hey! So these are like, I love these two little kids. I was around when they were both born. I can't believe they're so big now. So these are my little heart and joy, my biggest fans. And then these are a couple baby pictures of me from when I was a child. Giants fans all over will cringe at this one, but my dad dressed me up in some Troy Aikman gear when I was a baby. And, you know, I got the cowboy gear on.
Devon's early allegiance to Big Blue's rival was due to the fact that his father, Derek Kennard Sr., played the final three seasons of his 13-year pro football career as center for the Dallas Cowboys and was a member of the championship team that won Super Bowl 30.
This is the famous picture.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite pictures ever. That was the first moment one of the only memories I have of my dad's playing career, because I was so young, so it's like, you know, I remember certain things like, I remember how cool it was because he would bring me around Emmitt Smith and different guys like that and Troy Aikman and stuff. But, you know, that was one of the only moments I really truly can say I remember. And I, you know, I have some remembrance of. So having that moment captured and stuff, you know, I really hope one day I can do that with my son playing for the Giants. So it's, you know, it'll be, you know, really cool if I could put my own picture side by side with my son one day. The Big Bubba.
How y'all doing, Pops? Raising Devon was a little different because he'll come in the kitchen and negotiate. And my last year of coaching football with him was in, I think it was a Pop Warner. He called a family meeting. He said, hey, no more coaching for Dad. I don't want Dad coaching my teams anymore because Dad is just way too hard on me. He did not want me on the team, so... That was my last year of coaching him, and so I became the dad, the crazy dad in the stands, and that's how it's been, so it's all good.
With the 174th pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the New York Giants have selected Devin Kennard, linebacker from Southern California.
Answer the phone, and you know, it's Coach Coughlin and you know, the coaching staff, and telling me, you know, they're picking me up, and the next thing I know, it's on the TV, and everybody erupts, and from there, it just felt like a flash, like everything just went. Next thing I know, we're at the mall, and everybody's buying Giants gear, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm a New York Giant.
We're so proud of him, we really are. You know, he always said he was gonna play, and you know, it was kind of had a flashback, because that's how my husband told me we were dating in junior high. And that's what he told me. He said, when I grow up, I'm going to play in the NFL. And I'm like, okay, all right, yeah, okay, you know. And it's like repeating itself again. And it's a great feeling. It really is.
The guy next to me, he played 13 years and won a Super Bowl ring. So, you know, it's people ask me if, you know, if I'm anywhere near complacent, and it's nowhere close. You know, I feel like there's so much left for me to accomplish in this league and with the Giants. And I want the same picture my dad has with me. I want that with my son, you know, one day.
That's our look at Devin Kennard away from the football field. When we come back, we'll tell you about a rock star who took some pictures during the 1990 Super Bowl season. All that and much, much more here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This past season, the Giants celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Super Bowl XXV champion New York Giants, those 1990 Giants. They had a certain celebrity around the team, Jon Bon Jovi, who teamed up with Sean Landetta to tell their tale.
Hello, guys.
Good morning, brother. Good to see you.
During the 1990 season, Sean Landetta and rock star Jon Bon Jovi developed a strong friendship that has lasted 25 years and counting.
So, I had met Jon. We were out in the city one night and asked him if he'd like to come to practice. And being the Giant fan he is, absolutely. And I asked Bill, I cleared it with him. And I'm glad to hear that he yelled at you, so, you know, you fit in with the rest of us.
Yeah.
You didn't escape that. But yeah, it's just one of those things that he came to practice, and me being a big fan of rock and roll music and his songs, we formed a friendship.
And there we are.
Oh my God, look at that, look at your girlfriend.
Now 25 years later, we can look back on it with great memories.
Yeah, look.
Pretty good photographer.
It's so true, look at that.
Bon Jovi also had a passion for photography, and when Sean introduced him to Giants photographer Mike Malarkey, they came up with an idea that would make the 1990 season one he'd never forget.
Being on the sideline is a privilege, and it's really rarefied air. This is a period in time when practices weren't open to the public. Sideline passes were verboten, and unfortunately for me, meeting Mike through Sean, and Mike Malarkey said, come over here, hold this camera bag. It was really important to me not to stand out. It was make sure that you could be as close to being one of the staff as possible. So you tuck your hair up, the cheap pair of sunglasses and a t-shirt. You know, in that rare occasion, I had a sleeveless shirt on because I would go out of my way to make sure that something like that Superman tattoo didn't stand out. You'd keep your head down. You were there to be a crew member. You were there behind the cameras. You know, you were holding the camera back. You were looking like an assistant, not like the rock star trying to be on the sideline. And so because of that, the photographers did the same kind of thing. And that's how I was able to, you know, make friendships. Because I wasn't looking, it wasn't about me, it was about the game.
And here?
Yeah, right.
Got you all camouflaged up a little bit?
Yeah, on enemy territory.
I was fortunate enough to go to away games. I was fortunate enough to be in Frisco for the playoffs. And Phil was hurt, and Haas was doing his job out there. So I got to spend all that quality time with Phil Sims. And it was amazing. And Otis Anderson and LT and Carl Banks and Sean. And the Giants were on the roll.
You were at the NFC Championship game in San Francisco?
Yes, I was.
Matty Barr.
Yep.
Matty Barr.
Remember that?
Yep.
That was awesome.
And it all goes on his shoulders.
Snap, spot, kick is away, it's got the distance, it is good, good,
and
good.
The Giants are going to Tampa Bay, it's over for the three-peats, it's over.
depression. This is John. This is the guy that just won the game. We're going to town. We're going to town.
And Giant football in the Super Bowl.
There was a true sense of great American spirit in the building. The feeling in the stadium was unlike anything else that I could, certainly in my adult years, remember or since. Because, you know, the nation had come together in such a way with Kuwait.
Holy Grail right here.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Right.
Our guy, John, gets these cool T-shirts made up. It's a show no mercy.
This is before Under Armour and Nike existed in the whole.
Yeah, the original era. Under Armour guy. I mean, can you imagine? We all wore these
with
under
the Bon Jovi
shoulder
logo and the Giant logo.
Yeah,
on the,
yeah.
And they wore these right underneath their Super Bowl uniforms. Yeah.
I don't know if you believe in things like that or whatever, but you know, just a it was a little spark. You know what I'm saying? That you said to yourself, "Wow, look what he did for us."
They were all placed on the on their stools in the lockers.
No, this is awesome. You know, 25 years later, I can't believe it's 25 years. Jeez.
Remember, because of the Gulf War, I thought I was going to see you during the game on the sideline, but you couldn't get down because of security.
Someone came up and got me in the box during the game. They said they want you down on the field.
And remember, I turn and there you are before Norwood's going to kick.
Oh, yeah.
And you and I are like this watching that kick.
On that moment when Sean's talking about us being on the sideline for the kick, I was holding one of those plastic satellite little dish things. Some guy yelled at me, said, "Hold this." You just did what you were told. And then when the kick went wide, we literally ran out on the turf.
Giants have won Super Bowl 25.
Before the press, well, they were still saying a prayer back in those days. Before the champagne came out, everybody took a knee. Mr. Young said, "Come on in that dressing room." Before they closed the door, before anybody got in, when they took a knee, I was there. You know, that was crazy ridiculous for a singer from a rock band in New Jersey.
I was telling them when I got the ring made for you, remember that?
I sure do. You know, it is one of my absolute most prized possessions of anything I have. You know, having met Sean, having been introduced to the Giant organization, and then ultimately, you know, being able to share in something like that, it's unbelievable. The Giants have shaped John Bon Jovi's life. It's all deep blue. Everything I do is deep blue.
John Bon Jovi, Sean Landetta, a Super Bowl in 1990, a wonderful season for Giants fans. When we come back, Papa's perspective and much, much more here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. The River Spring Hebrew Home set up a really unique room. They teamed up with the Giants to set up a locker room in their facility.
Thank you all for joining us today as we officially open the New York Giants Zone at the Hebrew Home.
Today's a very exciting day at the Hebrew Home. We cut the ribbon on our Giants Zone, which is full of Giants memorabilia, including turf from the original Giants Stadium, which serves as a vehicle for our residents to do their rehabilitation. Do it in rehabilitation in a way where they can wear the memories of loving the Giants, of being feeling like they're part of the team.
At the Hebrew Home, the New York Giants are our home team. And we know the Giants will be a critical motivator for our patients when they begin working out in our rehab gym and literally get them back on their feet.
The Giant Zone came into play as we are rehabbing our patients to go home. We often need to take them outside on uneven surfaces. And with it being winter here 6 months of the year with the cold weather, we can't really take them outside. So we take them on the turf in order to make sure they're safe in order to return home. It also works as an inspiration in their recovery and provide them memories that may assist them in moving forward and rehabbing to the best of their ability.
Thank you very much. It's a real honor for me to be here today. I can't tell you how impressed I am with this facility, walking through it just a few minutes ago. I've driven by this area a million times and never even knew this existed, and this is such an impressive facility that we're very honored to be associated with it. So thank you for having me here today. Thank you.
That giant space is well received by all who have a chance to visit it. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. Obviously, the free agency period continues, and everything is fluid in the National Football League. And although there are moves that still can be made and probably will be made, the big focus right now for this NFL season is the draft and the run-up to the draft and the continuing evaluation of players that can help supplement what you have on your roster. Let's face it, free agency is an end-all, be-all. It's a really nice start. But the draft is where you bring in those young players and they supplement your roster as the Giants look to turn things around in 2016. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Popple. We'll see you again next Saturday night right here on My Nine for another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.